Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Newsmakers Podcast. I'm your host, Business Management Editor Nicole Crockey. Today, we will be speaking with Chris Mathis, President of Mathis Consulting Company and Vice Chair of ASHRAE's Residential Ad Hoc Committee, about the organization's exploration into the residential sector. Welcome, Chris. How are you today?
I'm great, Nicole. Thanks.
Well, thanks for being with us. We really do appreciate it. And before we get into the questions, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and Mathis Consulting Company?
Well, Nicole, I'm the luckiest guy you know. I've had the incredible good fortune of spending the 35 or so years of my professional career focused on the performance of buildings and building products. In particular, their energy performance and topics that today we refer to as, you know, green building and sustainability and durability topics. I've had a wonderful career working in that industry on everything from research to building forensics evaluations to writing some books and publications, so really active there. My company is a small building science consulting firm headquartered in Asheville, North Carolina, and we serve a variety of clients in both the public and private sector, from product manufacturers to people that are interested in codes and standards development, working on things like building commissioning and understanding the costs and the performance of building materials. So we keep pretty busy.
Okay, that's great. How long have you been involved with ASHRAE, and what made you want to get involved?
Well, I've been involved with ASHRAE for about 32 years. That makes me a youngster. The involvement in ASHRAE for me happened right out of graduate school, and where I had focused on the energy performance of buildings. And essentially, anybody who was working on anything regarding building performance had to be involved in ASHRAE, because that's where all of our references came from, all of the handbooks and the standards and the guidelines and kind of the best building science minds on the planet. They were all doing their work and publishing their work within ASHRAE, and so I've been very fortunate to consider ASHRAE a key part of my professional development and professional involvement for the past 30-plus years.
All right. So you're the vice chair of ASHRAE's Residential Ad Hoc Committee. What exactly is that, and what does it do?
Well, a year or so ago, then-President Bill Bonfless and others, but really at the insistence of President Bonfleth, had asked the question, you know, we have this mission at ASHRAE to really be leaders in understanding building performance and to help shape the state of the art in understanding building heating and cooling and indoor air quality and refrigeration and all of these important aspects of buildings. And when we do the math, you know, we're really quick to point out that buildings, at least in the United States, are the single largest energy use sector within the United States. Over 40% of our nation's energy use is associated with its buildings. And when we looked at ASHRAE, we realized that, you know, most of our focus was really on commercial buildings, which were responsible for about half of that 40%, 18 to 20% of that total U.S. energy use. And what that meant was the other half of the building energy consumption sector, we weren't really directly involved in. Now we were very indirectly involved. As a matter of fact, everybody within the residential buildings sector uses and relies on ASHRAE tools and standards and guidelines and procedures and the ASHRAE handbook and the refrigeration handbook and the systems handbook. I mean, we, you know, ASHRAE was kind of the source. So even though we had been leaders in understanding building performance, we hadn't necessarily figured out what was our role in what I call bringing ASHRAE home. We ASHRAE shows up in every commercial building project probably around the world. I mean, you know, ASHRAE standards are almost ubiquitous, referenced in the codes, used in architectural and engineering specs around the globe. But what we found is that this important sector of our lives, people's homes, weren't directly influenced, or if they were directly influenced, we didn't really know how they were influenced by ASHRAE standards. And so President Von Fleff assembled a committee to kind of help ASHRAE understand what is the residential marketplace and what is our role in it. And so this committee was formed, and we got together, and we did a kind of a sober self-assessment where we said, you know, where do we serve the residential marketplace? And as I pointed out, it was really quick to list all the places that the residential marketplace use or utilize ASHRAE standards. But it wasn't readily apparent that ASHRAE was exhibiting the same type of engagement or leadership in the residential marketplace as we had in the commercial marketplace. So we did something that was kind of unusual. We said, well, who is the residential marketplace? And we made a list. We started making a list of kind of everybody that is involved in the residential marketplace, from builders, architects, and designers, to land planners, to insurance companies, to mortgage interests, to material manufacturers and product manufacturers. And once we went down that rabbit hole and started making a list, pretty quickly we had like 130 organizations listed. And we realized, wow, most of the players on this list are people we've never had a conversation with. So why don't we have a conversation? And we assembled a workshop this past year and held it in Washington, D.C., where we invited 100 or so of these residential industry stakeholders to come and, A, learn a little bit about ASHRAE, and B, for us to learn a little bit about them, and for us to ask the question, how can we best engage with and help and bring our skill, knowledge, and ability to the residential marketplace? And several things came out of that workshop. The first thing that came out of that workshop was the realization that ASHRAE had done something that no one had really ever done before. We assembled all these diverse interests in one room. We had several people say to us, for example, wow, I've never seen this many residential stakeholders in a room. And that sent an important message to us, I think. One was that people knew ASHRAE enough to know that when invited to an event like this, there's probably something important and valuable going to go on there. There's a value associated with ASHRAE and a recognition of ASHRAE's past leadership in other areas. And the second thing was that this was the first time that this diversity, at least for me in my history, the first time that this diversity of interests had been assembled in one place, and to ask the question, excuse me, who is the residential marketplace, how diverse is it, what are its needs, where is it going, who are the driving forces behind it, and what do all of these different interests bring to the residential marketplace. Now, part of the problem was this word residential. Most of the time when we think residential, we think of, you know, one and two family dwellings. But a huge portion of the residential marketplace is, you know, apartment buildings and condos and townhomes and high-rise multifamily structures and college dormitories, and there's all kinds of, you know, residential structures, many of which use and have used and are built upon a number of ASHRAE standards. But there's a diversity of people who plan those kinds of buildings and build those kinds of buildings, and a diversity of product manufacturers, sometimes the same product manufacturer, sometimes very different product manufacturers that serve the one- and two-family dwelling marketplace. And so this was really kind of the first time that we'd gotten together and kind of asked what are seemingly fundamental questions. What is the residential marketplace? What is your role in that marketplace? And what, based on what you know about ASHRAE, what can we bring to that marketplace? Now, this workshop was, like I said, it was kind of the first of its kind, and one of the key messages that we took out of this was, well, we might want to do this again, because if ASHRAE is as successful at convening this diverse audience, this might be something that we could do, not just to serve the residential marketplace, but to serve the other areas and topics that are critical to ASHRAE's mission and vision. But this residential stakeholders workshop was kind of an eye-opener, I think, to a lot of us. We often think that, you know, 95% of ASHRAE's membership is focused on the commercial. But that means that 5%, and that's a lot of people, are really focused on residential. And it gave us a reminder that we need to look at the breadth of ASHRAE's membership and interest and the breadth of ASHRAE's potential impact in all areas of buildings and building science and building performance, if we're truly going to fulfill our mission and vision. So that was kind of the impetus behind the residential ad hoc committee, and I'm happy to say that activity is now ongoing. One of the recommendations is, you know, we just stuck our toe in the water on this thing. We need to know more and learn more and see where we can be more effective. And the ASHRAE leadership agreed, and they've formed a committee to continue to look at residential buildings, to look at ASHRAE's role in residential building performance and other areas that ASHRAE is involved in, like codes and standards and advocacy. We also realized that, you know, the topic of residential buildings doesn't really show up in ASHRAE's strategic plan. And so we said, we need to have some people that are focused on what is ASHRAE going to do. Now, in a lot of areas in building science and in building performance, ASHRAE is the engine on the train. ASHRAE is the leader, and they pull everybody else along. But we recognize that in the residential sector, ASHRAE might not be a leader on some topics, but is certainly a critical contributor. And so we had to identify, you know, who are some of the organizations and interests that we need to assist and partner with and bring our skill, knowledge, and ability to help with their goals and objectives. There are a lot of conferences around the world and around the country and North America on buildings and building performance and sustainability and building energy use and durability and all of the issues associated with building performance. And a lot of those conference topics try to address the performance of residential buildings. and we realized that ASHRAE needed to play perhaps a stronger, more leadership role in helping to bring forward the latest research and the latest understanding of building performance as it relates to residential buildings.
Okay. Now, you mentioned one of the recommendations that the committee made, but what are some other ones that you guys made to the board of directors?
Well, I mentioned continue this committee to focus on residential building issues and to include the topic of residential buildings in ASHRAE's strategic plan. And I'm happy to say that work is happening and is ongoing. Other recommendations is to expand our outreach to residential stakeholders. Two things happened when we made that stakeholders list. We looked at the list and we realized that an awful lot of them were already ASHRAE members, already involved in ASHRAE, and were playing a leadership role in the residential marketplace. But another thing that we looked at is that there's an awful lot of people out there that are dealing with critical issues of residential building performance that are not involved in ASHRAE. So we wanted to make sure that we expanded our outreach locally, nationally, and internationally to encourage broader participation by those other stakeholders that are involved in residential building performance issues. And as you know, ASHRAE is really actively involved on Capitol Hill and at the state level and helping to shape state codes and standards. And one of the questions that we asked is there a role for us to play there? What does ASHRAE bring? You know, for example, in my home state of North Carolina, you know, if a really technical issue comes up in front of our state building code council, it's often ASHRAE members and ASHRAE leaders who show up to answer those questions, even if they're related to residential building performance. So we realize that there's a role for us to play in kind of grassroots involvement as well. And then, last but certainly not least, ASHRAE has a very big, very deep, very wide tool chest of incredible technical resources on everything from ventilation standards to indoor air quality to energy efficiency to proper ways of doing building modeling to understanding advanced refrigeration systems and air conditioning and heating systems. And we realized that an awful lot of our tools in our toolbox were focused on solving really complicated problems in really big buildings, and a lot of those tools might be exactly the tool needed for helping to address some of the needs of the residential marketplace. So we wanted to take a critical look at our tools and data resources that ASHRAE uses every day and see how they can be better applied and better utilized to serve the residential marketplace.
Okay. Was there a time frame on when some of the recommendations will be completed?
Well, some of the things have already been completed. As I pointed out, the continuation of the committee and to help develop a kind of a residential strategic plan, that the report of our committee is on the ASHRAE website for everybody to read at ASHRAE.org. Just do a search on ASHRAE residential and that report will pop up. We encourage everybody who has an interest in the performance of all types of residential buildings to look at that report and realize that this was kind of a first toe in the water for us, and even so, it is it's very broad in all the different topic areas that it covers and all the input that we got from various stakeholders. So we certainly invite people to read that and weigh in on issues of their interest. And if there are residential issues that aren't covered in that report that they think would be appropriate for ASHRAE. We've invited people to weigh in with us. You can get in touch with any of the members of the Residential Ad Hoc Committee, and we will certainly bring those topics and ideas forward to the committee as it continues its work. I don't know. Some things, you know, take a long time. Policy kinds of things obviously take a long time. But making ASHRAE tools and data resources available, those can often happen in very short order. ASHRAE is a leader right now in understanding and delivering building energy rating systems. And there's a bunch of, you know, people out there focused on residential building energy rating systems. Well, what can ASHRAE bring to help make those residential tools, you know, more accurate, more useful, more informative, more technically sound? So those are the kind of questions that don't really have a timeline as much as an open-ended recognition that there's a lot that ASHRAE can bring to that residential marketplace.
Okay. Was there anything else that you'd like to add for our listeners today?
Well, I guess one of the key things is, you know, we all go to our jobs every day, and at the end of the day, we go home. And we became aware as a technical society that we needed to bring ASHRAE home, and we needed to bring the understanding and the skill and the knowledge that is embodied in ASHRAE to this critical, important area of people's lives, their homes. And whether it be a one- or two-family dwelling or residential, rental, high-rise, they're big energy users. They have, you know, big heating and refrigeration and air conditioning challenges, indoor air quality challenges. We're trying to make them last longer, be more durable and more sustainable. We're trying to be more cognizant of the materials that we bring into those buildings and into those environments. And so I guess if I were going to say to anyone out there who's thinking about all of these residential issues or their favorite residential issue, is to look at that ASHRAE report and see if we're addressing the topics that you feel are critically important. And if not, we're going to invite you to roll up your shirt sleeves with us and bring those ideas and issues to us so that we can make sure that we're bringing the best of ASHRAE to this critically important building sector.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much again for joining us today, Chris. We really do appreciate your time.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, that concludes this week's Newsmakers Podcast. Thank you all for listening today. And don't forget to join us for all of our Newsmakers Podcasts, which are available to download for free each Friday on iTunes. For more information on the news, visit us at achrnews.com.